How do we change the tone of our current political discourse? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Duffy, professor of English at the University of Notre Dame, has a surprising answer.
To say the current state of public discourse is abysmal seems self-evident. Talk radio, cable news, and much of the internet is defined by polarization, personal attacks, and tribal narratives. We have no shared agreement as to the nature of a fact, or even truth itself. Given the forces of money and power that support such discourses, one might conclude there is no remedy for our toxic rhetoric, no means of repairing it. That would be a mistake. In fact, there is a well-organized effort taking place each day to promote an ethical public discourse. I refer to the first-year composition course, that introductory, often maligned writing class taken by millions of students each year at U.S. colleges and universities. In the first-year writing course, students learn the basics of argument, the claims, proofs, and counterarguments that inevitably engage writers in ethical deliberations and commitments. To make a claim, for example, is to propose a relationship between others and ourselves. If that relationship is to thrive, each side must believe the other isn't trying to deceive or manipulate. Successful claims, then, call for practices of trust and truthfulness. To offer evidence for one's claims is to be willing to defend one's assertions, to be answerable, to practice the virtues of integrity and accountability. And when students listen seriously to the other side, when they risk engaging ideas that contradict their own, they rehearse the virtues of open-mindedness and intellectual generosity. First-year composition is more than an introductory writing class. It is a course in ethical communication, one that offers students and the rest of us a hopeful alternative to our debased public discourse.
That was John Duffy of the University of Notre Dame. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.